This photo is submitted by Marita. This photo is submitted by Marita, and it goes back to 1991. So, under the new regime, it was a lot freer. And a great joy to go hiking with family and friends, spending weekends in the mountain huts, the Berghütten, or Jagdhütten. And that was especially possible at Easter and in the Advent period. And in summertime, the whole group also went camping in the Thüringer Wald, always with a guitar with them, a flute, a mouth organ, and the lyrics of lots of blues songs. When we sang them uphill and downhill, we also took the barbecue with us, a sort of hiking version, and really enjoyed ourselves. It was always a great atmosphere. We would stand or sit around the campfire and sing for hours. Uwe never ran out of songs. Even the rain didn't deter us. What are umbrellas for? The women really showed stamina, as you can see in the photograph taken in front of the Geschwender mountain hut on the Altenburg. Girl power, you could say. There was always plenty to eat. We just put everything on the table and shared like a big family. And we remember so fondly the Aschbachhütte behind the Mönchshof in Elversborg. It's really simple, but it has the charm of the GDR. No electricity, no running water, no toilet, but it was cozy and rustic, and we wouldn't have missed the experience of all these hut weekends. And we often repeated them from 1986 right through to around 2000. So the walking group was something that carried on right through the outside changes in events. It brought us, those weekends brought us closer together and shaped my children. Nature can provide you with such great experiences without using many resources, experiences that are quite unique. And I translated this for Marita, and I'd like to say that they joined our family onto the Elgersborg Walking Group, and I too treasure those memories of the Asbach Hütte and the singing and the campfires. So that simple joy in the Thüringer Wald was very much shared and became international.